a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 5:30 at KSL. I'm Maria Chaleo sitting in today for Jeff Kaplan. It's sunny in downtown Salt Lake City, 85 degrees. KSL's top story is breaking news. A successful outcome in the search for a missing Farmington woman with dementia. Police say she has been found alive and has been taken to the hospital for treatment. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live at the command center with the latest. Paul?
Maria, investigators say Laura Waldron was found near the Hornet Creek area of Farmington. She actually had to go through some really rough patches of brush to get where she ended up. Police Chief Wayne Hansen says Waldron got disoriented while hiking with her dogs.
She'd been transported to an area hospital. So she was conscious, alert, talking to the team. Both dogs were happy to see people.
Hansen says Waldron was dehydrated, had a bad sunburn and some cuts and bruises, but was otherwise all right. Her family says she absolutely loves hiking the trails with her dogs every day. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
There is a sigh of relief from the transgender community today after the Utah Supreme Court ruled that government documents can now be changed to match your preferred gender. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has details.
Documents like birth certificates, passports, licenses can now match the gender of how you identify, which Angie Rice, one of the plaintiffs in the case brought before Utah's highest court, says matters for much more than just those documents.
If you need women's health care and your gender marker on the insurance paperwork, you know, is the wrong gender, then the insurance companies deny your medical health coverage.
She battled lower courts more than 4 years ago to get her birth certificate changed.
I have no animosity or no bitterness. I have gratitude that it's finally over.
She says when those gender markers don't match, it can be humiliating, but now
no one has to ever walk in shame or fear. As a transgender individual in the state of Utah.
Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
As summer construction months approach, the state of Utah is ready. Today at noon, KSL News Radio spent a full hour talking transportation. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson has an update.
Chairman of the House Transportation Committee, Representative Kay Christofferson, says Utah has a few more dollars to spend and some extra money in the coffers the state wants to use for infrastructure.
There's probably $700 million, plus some bonding authority for another $300,000 or $400,000 to do extra roads to get down further on that priority list.
He says it is possible the state could get up to $1.5 billion if President Biden's proposed massive infrastructure bill were to pass. He says one of the things his committee wants to improve on is acquiring land to build new corridors well ahead of that land's development. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Some animal shelters around the country say they are seeing returns of dogs now that the pandemic is getting better. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
Maybe the dog was never well trained or fit in. Maybe the owner cannot take care of them anymore now that they're returning to work or leaving the home more. There are not huge numbers of this happening here, but Salt Lake County Animal Services says they do have some teenage dogs around 1 or 2 years old that have come back to them with bad manners or stranger danger or little training.
They are hoping to find new homes for these harder to place dogs. KSL's top national stories from ABC News. Moderna's president says there is encouraging results from a COVID-19 booster shot. Dr. Stephen Hoge tells ABC News that tests show the booster seems to be effective against the known variants. He also says the booster extends immunity from the virus.
This is a very good piece of news because it suggests not only can we boost people's immunity back up and keep it high during the pandemic, but also that we can specifically boost it up against some of the new variants of concern.
Dr. Hoag believes a booster shot may be needed for at least the next year until the variants are under control. Some very encouraging news when it comes to the spread of COVID in Utah. Health officials say the new case rate is at the lowest level since last June. State epidemiologist Angela Dunn says their vaccination efforts are the biggest reason why the state has passed the plateau and the numbers are going back down. However, she says we shouldn't believe that the pandemic is over.
Over the past 14 months, the one thing we've learned is that the virus will keep us on our toes. And so the thing we're looking at, of course, are variants that specifically aren't susceptible to the vaccine, but there's no sign of that right now.
She says the numbers could drop even more when the Pfizer vaccine is approved for kids between the ages of 12 and 15. That approval could come next week. We didn't necessarily need a pandemic to prove that nurses are essential, but it has solidified their importance. On this National Nurses Day, the American people are asked to recognize the dedicated band of frontline workers who cared for those who suffered with COVID-19 over the past year. Now, the job can not only take a toll physically, but mentally as well. President of the American Nurses Association, Dr. Ernest Grant, has this way to best thank a nurse.
The best thing that the whole country can do is to make sure that everyone gets vaccinated. You know, the sooner we get enough people vaccinated, the sooner we can return to normal, whatever that's going to look like post-COVID. But I think that's the greatest gift that people could give nurses on National Nurses Day.
So take a second and thank a nurse that you know today. Ricky Meese, I still see a lot of slowdowns on those cameras.
Oh, yeah, I know. And it's really rough out there. You'd think this used to be our typical Friday afternoon drive, and it's only Thursday.
I don't know what typical is anymore, Ricky.
I know. That's true. That's true. We are regaining patterns. So here's where we have emergency traffic stop-and-go delays, southbound I-15, south Salt Lake to Sandy. But we also have a couple of surface street crashes, crash with possible injuries, about 6200 South and 1100 East, and then one downtown at 4th South and 3rd West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Okay, I'm just going to say it. Heavy traffic is not one of those typical patterns that I want to see return.
I don't blame you. I don't either.
Coming up on Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, who has the gold standard low voice? Jeff Kaplan is going to tell us up next in his Minute of News.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.